USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is warning Americans Iran and Russia are attempting to sway American votes via emails stolen from voter data. FBI Director Christopher Wray says not to worry, the FBI is on the case.
Even if the adversaries pursue further attempts to intimidate or attempt to undermine voter confidence, know that our election systems are resilient, and you can be confident your votes are secure.
Former CIA official Dan Hoffman tells Fox News Americans should be aware.
Well, first and foremost, reporting that Iran and Russia stole our voter registration data. There's no indication that they accessed our election infrastructure, no indication that they've interfered with election tallies. What I took away from last night's briefing was this was indications and warning to our citizens.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items, and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
"We're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle."
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, "Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50," or "Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas." Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
As tonight's presidential debate between the president and Democrat nominee Joe Biden takes place in Nashville, 9 p.m. Eastern, new reports say President Trump is getting much more support from black Americans than he did in 2016. Jason Whitlock from OutKick.com tells Fox News momentum for Trump is growing.
I think there's some clear momentum for President Trump, particularly, I think, with black men. I think we've been carrying on a facade for 3.5 years as black men that somehow we can't relate to Donald Trump. There's been a charade, I think, particularly among black men, pretending that they don't have something in common with President Trump. And that facade is starting to end. And look at the money he's directed from the federal government toward HBCUs. This deal he's negotiated with Ice Cube about the platinum plan, he may actually follow through on it.
President Trump had 14% of the black American men vote in 2016. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
NASA, our national space agency, has an exciting new discovery about the moon Monday. It comes from the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy. It's the world's largest airborne observatory. It's actually a Boeing 747SP plane with a hole cut in it. It's modified to carry the massive telescope. The Stratosphere Observatory can rise above 99% of the atmosphere that blocks infrared wavelengths, allowing it to study the infrared universe. We'll find out more about the discovery on Monday, but NASA makes it clear it will have some bearing on the Artemis program, the plan to send humans back to the moon in 2024. NASCAR goes roaring back into Texas Motor Speedway Sunday. Chase Elliott has his thoughts.
We just have to improve in certain areas, and I think inconsistency has been a problem. We want to be able to win races, but we want to be able to win races everywhere. And I think there's been certain tracks over the years that have stood out consistently year after year that have kept us from having good runs, and places that we kind of go, not the most excited about going to. And that's just not, you just can't have that. You know, the people who win all the time, the people that are champions, the people that contend every week don't have bad racetracks, and they have an opportunity to win every single week. And we all know that. It's not something that's out of the realm of possibility. If you want to be a top dog in this deal, you got to be able to win every week. And that's just the way it's been. And I don't see that changing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.